And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Science is the belief in the ignorance of experts." The physicist Richard Feynman, born New York City, 1918, worked on the Manhattan Project to develop the nuclear bomb. He was the youngest group leader in the project's theoretical division. He was ecstatic when the test bomb was detonated successfully in 1945, but soon the implications of the new weapon began to trouble him. He made enormous contributions to the field of quantum mechanics and electrodynamics, and he had fun doing it. Richard Feynman said, "Stuck on this carousel, my little eye can catch 1 million-year-old light, a vast pattern of which I am a part. What is the pattern, or the meaning, or the why? It does not do harm to the mystery to know a little more about it." It's the birthday of a state of the Union, which gave you, or at least nourished, a number of fine writers, including Robert Bly, August Wilson, John Berryman, Sinclair Lewis, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Louise Erdrich, and Bob Dylan, who said, "Well, in the winter, everything was still, nothing moved, 8 months of that. You can have some amazing hallucinogenic experiences doing nothing but looking out your window." Minnesota became a state on this date in 1858. It was on this date in 1997 the chess-playing supercomputer Deep Blue beat the chess champion Garry Kasparov. They had faced each other the year before. Kasparov won a 5-game series. IBM came back with an upgraded computer, and this time the computer won 2. Kasparov won 1, and they played to a draw 3 times. Since then, computers have become more and more successful at beating humans on the chessboard. And it's the anniversary of the composer and songwriter who said, "My ambition is to reach the heart of the average American," Irving Berlin, born Israel Balin in Tumen, Russia, 1888. First big hit, 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Less than 10 years later, Berlin was writing complete musical scores, Broadway shows, though he never learned to read or write music and only composed in the key of F sharp. He wrote White Christmas, God Bless America, Putting on the Ritz, There's No Business Like Show Business. And when he fell in love with a debutante, Ellen McKay, whose father, very wealthy, disapproved of her marrying a boy from the Lower East Side, Irving Berlin wrote love songs to court her, Always, and his song, All Alone. They married and stayed married for 62 years until she died in 1988. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, entitled Rilke's Fear of Dogs. Had less to do with any harm they might inflict than with the sad look in their eyes, expressing a need for love he felt he couldn't meet, and so he looked away from them. He was too busy for such obligations, waiting instead for angels to speak, looking up at heaven with an expression they couldn't help responding to, try as they might to avoid his gaze. Rilke's Fear of Dogs by Jeffrey Harrison, from Feeding the Fire, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.